Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're on Yud Amud Beis. We're up to the Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis. And today we'll learn for Ula Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen, whose yard site is today in the Shamash Yav and Aliyah. So, here we go. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bodkin or Yudalit, you do Bedika on the 14th at night, meaning the night before Erev Pesach, Ubi Yudal Shachwitz, and Yudalit in the morning, and Ubi Shas Habir, and when you're burning the Chametz. Now, the Gemara is going to think that means you do it three times. That's what the Gemara is going to think. That's what it says. You do it three times. V'chachamam, no, that's not what it means. Lo Badai Pa'or Yudalit, if you didn't do it the 14th at night, Yudok B'Yudalit, you do it in the morning. Lo Badak B'Yudalit, if you didn't do it on Yudalit, then Yidbok Pesach HaMoed. You even do it during the Yontif itself. Lo Yivdok Pesach HaMoed, Yivdok L'Achar HaMoed. You do it afterwards. That's the reason for that. Umasha Meshayer, whenever you do B'dikas Chametz, whatever you leave over, whatever you have left over, any Cheder B'tzina, you put it in a safe place. K'dei Shelo Yitzarech B'dika Acharav. So you shouldn't need a B'dika again. Okay? Now, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, which he seems to say you have to do three bedikas? He seems to say, what's his reason? Rav Chista, Rav Abba, Rav Huna, the Amri Tarvah. They both say, I'll tell you the reason. Keneged Shalosh Hashbosos Shema Torah. Because it says three times in the Torah to get rid of Chametz. Number one, Lo Yorah Lecha Chametz, Lo Yorah Lecha Sa'or. Number two, Shivas Yamim Sa'or Lo Yamatzei Bivatechem. And number three, Ach b'yom harishon tashbitzu za'ar mibateichem. It says three times. Those three times allude to the three bedikas. So masif Rabbi Yosef, one second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shel abadak b'shlosha prakam halalu. Anybody that doesn't do bedika in any of these times, shuv ein abodek, no more bedikas. Alma, what do you see? That mikan ve'elich hu pligi. Right? They're only arguing, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim were only arguing from the third B'dika and on. The Chachamim said, and if you don't do it on Yontif, do it on Yontif, do it after Yontif. And now we have a bright that Rabbi Yehuda says that once, if you miss these three Zmanim, that's it, there's no more B'dikas Chametz. What are they arguing about? The only thing they're arguing about is on Yontif and after Yontif. They're not arguing about how many times you do B'dika. Everybody agrees you do one. And Rabbi Yehuda meant to say, you do one. If you forgot, not you do it in the morning. If you forgot, you do it later. So that's what they're arguing about that. You don't do three. It's only one. The question is, when do you do it? Right? You understand? So that's how we end. But now we're just going to have the same story in a different version. Everybody agrees only one B'dikas Chametz. The optimum time of the night. You forgot, you do it in the morning. You forgot to do it during the beer. After that, Rabbi Yehuda says, nothing more to do B'dikas Chametz for. Your Pesach started. The Chacham said, no, you still have to do it on or afterwards. Okay. Marzutra Machni Hachi. Marzutra had a very similar, a slightly different version of the same story. Masif, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shalav Hadak Vechem Mashal Shabakam Halalu. If somebody didn't do B'dika any of these times, Shuv Ein Abodek. There's no more B'dika. Alma, what do you see? B'shuv ain't a bodek hu depligi. They're only arguing about whether or not you can do more bedikas. However, they both agree. There's only one bedikas chametz. Not three. Only one. The question is, what have you forgot? All right. So they both all do it in the morning. And after that, that's machlokas now. Now the chachamim say, keep on doing bedikas. Yontif, after Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Now you stop. Ela Rabbi Yehuda nami. Imlo badak ka'amar. But he said, Imlo badak. Right? So, v'hacha baka biflagi. Right? That's what they're arguing about. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say, Imlo badak? Right? Mar savar, mikame isura in. Yeah. What Rabbi Yehuda meant to say was, before this man isur, you can do badikas. Basar isura lo. Once the isur is kicked in. In other words, once it's Erev Pesach, there's no more Chametz. You can't do B'dikas anymore. Dilma Asi L'mechal Mineh. Because now you might come to eat it. If you're doing Bedikas Chametz on Pesach, on Erev Pesach at night, you find the challah and you eat it. You didn't do anything wrong. But if you're going to do Bedikas Chametz an hour before Pesach starts, you're not going to eat Chametz then, on Pesach. You'll do Bedikas Chametz on Pesach. What's going to happen? You can eat it. Says if you heard, don't do Bedikas Chametz then. Before you 100%, once it starts, no. For Rabbanan Savri, Logos Minan. And the Rabbanan hold, we don't make such a gzera. Why don't we make such a gzera? So that's what the entire doctrine is going to be about now. Do we make this gzera? Me, now, here we go. Umi Gazar Rabbi Yehuda, Dilma Asi Lemechamine. Do we make such a gzera? That what? That we're not going to allow you to do a Bedikas Chametz on Pesach. Because you might come to eat it. Right? A lot of this stuff is going to require suspended animation a little bit, because it's going to be a very the hair splitting now is going to be very, very fine between things where we allow you to have in your house that you can't eat and things we don't. Very, very fine. But now we have a mission that says like this. Mishakar ha-Omer, once they would bring the Omer, right? Now what happened? It was the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. They'd be makar with the Omer. That allowed you to sell and buy and eat all what was previously Chadash. Right? So the Makar of the Omer, Yotzin, people go out, Umotzi and Shukri Yerushalayim, and they go to the Shukri Yerushalayim, Shemaleim Kemach Kali. It was full of grain already. It was full of grain already. Shiloh Barotzim Shachachanim. The Chachanim are not happy about that. Why not? Says Rashi. The Ikka Lemigzar, because we make a gzera, Dilma kimis aski bay, asi lemechal minei. What happened? Now, they wake up in the morning. Now, it takes the Beis HaMikdash a few hours to get ready to bring the Omer. In the meantime, the streets are full of produce. Now, no one's going to, you can't eat it until they bring the Omer. Right? But the streets are ready, the market's full. So, the Chacham are not happy about that. The market's full. You're putting people into a terrible stumbling block. Right? Terrible stumbling block.
Oh, just flour.
What?
What's the problem with that?
Because we're afraid you're going to eat it. And you can't eat it before the makar of the Omer. So, but it's all available already. Everyone got, all the merchants got the head start. So it's all available already. So the Chacham were not happy about that. Divir Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's Shita. Reb Meir's Shita was, the Chacham were not happy about it. Now, what about other things that you're not allowed to eat, that there's no such gzera, like chelev and arla? You're allowed to handle that.
It's never mutter.
That's the answer. It's never mutter, right? It's never mutter. That's the Pnei Yeshua says, right? It's never mutter. Therefore, everybody knows to stay away from it. This, it's going to be mutter in 2 hours from now. And it was mutter, it's going to be mutter now till for who knows how long. So there's a time when it's usher, the chadosh. So people are not going to be so careful, make a gzera. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. The Chacham had no problem with this. Right? Rabbi Yehuda is completely inconsistent. Rabbi Yehuda just said a minute ago that when it comes to Chametz, we don't let you touch it because we're afraid you're going to eat it. And over here, they're not worried. V'lo gazar Rabbi Yehuda dilma asa l'mechel minei? Is Rabbi Yehuda worried that people might come to eat the chalash? How many of them worried about that? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Shani Chadash, Chadash is different. Mitoch, Shiloh Hatartalo, Ela Ayadeh Kituf, Hu Zachor. Since you're only allowed to harvest the grain for the Chadash without a utensil, Kituf means by your hand. With your hands, that's a reminder that it's not really mutter yet. So in other words, you're doing something different. You're doing something different. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaya, Tinach Pashas Kediva. That's good if somebody ran down to the field to harvest something. He had to use his hands. He couldn't use Kalim. Right? That's a good reminder. Techina Baharkada Mayakal Amemar. What about the grinding and the sifting? They're going to serve bread now. What kind of shinu did they make now? Yes, you solved one problem. You solved the problem of people. When it's harvested, 100%, what about when it's ground up and it's made into bread? No one's going to know it's chadosh. How's anyone going to know? So you know what? No, more safeguards. Halokasha, techina berechaya diyad. they would use a hand grinder as opposed to a bigger one. And harkada agave nafa. And also, the sifting they would do in some other way. On a, what is a nafa? Sieve?
Yeah.
What exactly they did different, I'm not sure. But it did something different, and therefore it was a reminder.
The sieve was turned upside down.
It was turned upside down. Good? So we had a question. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not allowed to do bedikas chametz on Pesach. Why? Because maybe you'll find chametz, you'll eat it. So what's he afraid of? He's afraid you're not going to be, you're going to be so used to it, you're going to come to eat it. Second, by the chadash, he let them sell it. How come he wasn't afraid over there? The answer is, by chadash, everything was done in a shinui. So it's a reminder. By chametz, what's the reminder? The fact that it's Pesach? That's not a reminder? That's not a reminder? He holds it's not a reminder. Right? Eloha ditnan. What about the following Mishnah? Kotrin beis hashlachim v'sheba amakim. They allowed people to cut grain from a beis hashlachim. It's a kind of irrigated field. And down in the valley, there they let them cut the grain regular. Why? Because the halacha is the only tvua that was usur was tvua that you could bring for the omer. Since this tvua cannot be brought from the omer, it wasn't usur. So that you can go regular. Can't bring that for the omer anyway. Okay? Avo lo gochin, you can't make piles. In other words, you can't make it like you're really harvesting. Vokimna kribi Yehuda, Michael Lamemer. What's everybody going to say about this? Right? Look at Rashi, Michael Lamemer. It's down where we are. He says, Haleka hasim shinuya. There's something different about this. The hakotzerin katani. It says kotzer, b'magal, with a magal, with a utensil. V'lo gozrina, dilma asil lamechel. And there's no gzeri. Maybe you'll come to eat it. V'okimna lahim kribi Yehuda, Maseches Menachos, Perkei Shmuel. And we see this is a Yehuda Shita in Menachos. B'dikani Seifa, Anshi Yericha, Kotz Lufnei Omer, V'lo Micha B'yadav Chacham, V'amina, Manshma Aslei Da'amer Micha, right? In other words, here you see now what's going on over here. Regular grain, regular harvesting procedures, regular kale, regular utensils, and Yehuda said it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? V'chom, it's so machmir. Ella, Omer Abaya, Abaya answered, Chadosh Badal Minei. No, Chadosh people keep away from. People know. Therefore, forget all the answers we gave before. It could be all shinui, it's all good. But if you don't have a shinui, it doesn't matter. Why? Nobody eats chadash. Chametz, lo badal minei. Chametz, who keeps away from chametz? Who keeps away from chametz? Nobody goes near chametz with a 10-foot pole. Who keeps away from chametz? Right? So I get, listen, it could be you're sitting around and one of your kids runs in with some cookie down somewhere. And you say, oh my goodness, I better do a bedikah. And you find another cookie and you can pop it in your mouth. It could be. That must be what he's saying, right?
Well, yeah, chadash becomes mutter for about 5 months. Right?
Correct. So when it's not mutter, people know to stay away from it. But chametz, as I said, the distinctions are very fine. Okay. One second. Now, Amar Rava. 1 second. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda kasha. So by the way, the Rabbanan lo kasha. What about the Rabbanon? They also have a kasha. Why? Because they didn't allow the chadash, and they allowed the chametz. They allowed bedikas chametz on Pesach. Why? They're not choshesh you're going to come to eat it. Yet, they didn't allow chadash being sold in the stores. That's also inconsistent. It's inconsistent in the opposite direction. It's also inconsistent. Right? So, dear Rabbi Huda, dear Rabbi Huda, lo kasha kedushinan. So, Rabbi Huda, we answered. We gave the answer. What was the answer? Chadash, people stay away from. And chametz, people don't stay away from. How the hell could answer this problem? They have the opposite stira. Rashi says, Derabana, lo kasha? Look at Rashi. Bitmiya? Delo mishnas el Rabbi Yehuda. We just talked about Rabbi Yehuda. Vahadarabana nami kasha. It's also a kasha. Demasnisan lo gazrinan. Right? Our mishnah, there's no gzeira. In other words, go do bedikas chametz even on Pesach. Vahasam katani, shalom barasa chachamim. Chum, we're not happy that they were selling chadash. Mashma de gazer of mayor, de hu bibnei pelutza. He's always the person that argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Dilma asu lemechal. Maybe they'll come to eat it. So how do you answer the Rabbanan? So the Gemara answers, of course, listen to the comment. Hu atzmo machzer lov l'sarfo. He's going to burn it. Mechal kachal minez was going to eat it? What kind of chashash is that? What's he doing it for? He's doing it to get rid of it. What, is he going to come to eat it? That's so far-fetched. What kind of gzeira is that? I kill him. Don't do bedika. Otu, you might come to eat it. You're doing the bedika to get rid of it. What? So who does the whole from that svar? That's a lot. That's a personality thing. What's going to happen when the guy does the bedika? So who says he might pop it in his mouth? The Chacham says that's crazy. He's not going to pop it in his mouth. He's going to get rid of it. The whole reason he's doing the bedika is to get rid of it. Chadash, say the Chachamim, it's a valid gzeira. People are not going to come to eat it before they mock with the carbon. So they're not worried about that. People stay away from Chadash. It's all a matter of how you look at it. It's not right or wrong. Now, Ravashi is going to be wrong. Ravashi is going to say something which is going to say that's wrong. Ravashi, Omar, Ravashi is going to try to answer the kasha as follows. Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, tana kasha, kemech kali tnan. The Mishnah was talking about kemech and kali. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah did not allow chametz. He did not allow dubedikas chametz. Why not? He was afraid you're going to come to eat it. What did he allow the stores to sell? Kemech and kali. Which, by the way, as Rashi points out, is not edible. It's not edible. Supposed to eat it. It's not edible. Therefore, he had no problem with that. And by the way, Haravashi Bedusihi, that's wrong. Why is it wrong? Hotinach mikeli ve'elech. That's once it becomes kernels. Mikara ad keli mayekalamemar. What about before you make it into kernels? Rashi says, Ba'odorach, it's very soft. Bekloyos. Kodem shenayavesh mayekalamemar. It's edible then. In other words, it becomes edible, unedible, and edible again. So when it's not edible, you're right. No one's going to eat it. It's not edible. What about when it's edible before? Could answer with that? V'chi tema, you want to tell me. Ayadei kituf kidurava. You want to tell me that it was kituf, meaning it was done by hand. So it's a, what's it called? It's a shinui. So it'll remind you not to eat it. Ela kotzim beis hashlochim b'shal makim. What about if you harvest it in the places where it's not roif to be omer? Vokim la kibihuda mayikal emer. What are you going to answer now? That you do the other processes in with the shinui? There are no other processes. You're eating it as raw. It's edible, but it's raw. There's nothing else to do. What are you going to say? Why would Yehuda allow this? You know why? Because he's wrong. Ella, Ravashi, Bedusihi. Ravashi can't be right. Ravashi's wrong. Okay? Now. Next. Whenever you stay away from something, right? Whenever you don't stay away from something, Yehuda made a gzeira. Vatnan, but we learned in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to take a shell of an egg. The yemalena shemen, fill it up with oil. The yidnena b'tzad aner, and put it next to a candle. B'shvil shetehei minatefes, so that it should drip. What are you going to do with this oil, by the way? You're going to drink it, right? You want to make sure that the oil that's in the fire, that you're not going to drink that, but you don't know how long it's going to last. So you do is you make a contraption that the oil will flow, clean oil into the nair, but the clean oil I could always drink. The dirty oil not. The clean oil I could drink. So you can't do this. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to meddle with it, right? Even if it's of cheres, right? Which nobody will eat. We're not going to eat that. It's not a good kli. It's a gross kli. You're not going to eat that anyway. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda said it's okay. Why is it okay? Because he's not afraid you're going to eat the oil. It's not choshesh for that, right? By the way, there's a machlok is why you can't drink the oil. Some say it's machabe. You're making the fire out earlier by taking the oil. The Rambam said it might be muksa. Might be muksa. What? No, it's connected in some what? Yeah, I know, but it's considered one. I know that's a. So what is Rashi saying?
It's like a reservoir.
It's like a reservoir, exactly. Rashi says, "V'tanya hanose in shemen l'ner chayav mishum mavir." You add oil, you chayav for lighting a fire. You remove oil, you chayav for extinguishing a fire. It must be connected in some way, right? So anyway, Rabbi Yehuda said it's not a problem, right? So 1 second. Here, people don't stop. No one's buddled from the oil. It's regular guy, right? It's a regular thing. How come on Pesach Chametz you're not allowed to, and over here you are allowed to? Right? You hear the question? Exactly, and it's not. Hasam, over there, Mishum Chumra de Shabbos Badal Bedile. Because when it comes to the Chumra of Shabbos, everybody's careful. Right? No one.
Online
Chumra. Right? Okay? Now, 1 second. Correct. Not only that, we've said many times before, you can't compare one gzera to another gzera. For this, they made a gzera. For that, they didn't make a gzera, right? We said you can't, two people can't learn. Because then you're going to, what if the light's 10 stories high? You still can't learn. I have to go, take me 3 hours to go to a medal with the, doesn't matter. Sometimes you have, now the Gemara's doing that. No, we're comparing all gzeras are all equal. Now, if Rami Shabbos are the Shabbos. Now we're going to compare Shabbos to Shabbos. Why? The Tanya, we learned. Chevel Dli, if you have a rope attached to a bucket, Shenifsak, and it ripped. Lo Yiyeh Kosho, you can't make a knot. Ela Onvo, you can make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Korech Olav, Punda Opaskia. I don't know what those words mean. What is Punda Opaskia?
A hollow belt or a garter.
A hollow belt or a garter, right? As long as you don't make a bow. What does he mean? He means make some kind of other knot, not a bow. Kasha debhuda, kasha derabana derabanan. So they're all inconsistent. Right? Why are they all inconsistent? Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow the bow, but he allows the candle. The rabbanan allow the bow, but they don't allow the candle. So derabana, derabana lo kasha. Shemen machlef. Shemen, oil with oil, you can make a mistake. Therefore, we can't allow you to do that. We can't allow you to drink the oil. Aniva b'kshi, not drink it. You can't even set up the contraption because you might come to drink it. Aniva b'kshir lo machlef. You're not going to mix up a bow and a knot. A knot you're not allowed to make and a bow you are allowed to make. You're not going to mix that up. Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. Rabbi Yehuda also not a kasha. Time of Rabbi Yehuda. La mishum t'gazer aniva atu kshira. Nothing to do with that. It's a gzera. Or what's the kasha? Rabbi Yehuda was not worried about the gzera, about the oil. Yeah, he's worried about this gzera, about the knots. The answer is not a gzera. Ela mishum t'kasafra aniva gufa kshira hi. Aniva is kshira. It's the same thing according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a gzera. You're comparing gzeras of the oil to a daraisa. That's not a comparison. It's not a comparison at all. Now 1 second. Virami derabanan derabanan. Derabanan still inconsistent with derabanan. Ditnan. Koshrin deli bepaskia. You're allowed to retie the deli with some kind of inferior rope. Avalo bechevel, but not with a rope. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. So 1 second. Chevel demai. What kind of rope is this? Ilei mechevel de alma. If it's dama rope. Yehuda matir? How can Yehuda matir that? Kesher shel kayamahu. It's a kesher shel kayama. Devade asi livetulei. You're going to leave the knot there. You're going to go away forever. It'll stay a knot forever. Elapshita de gardi. It must be a weaver's rope. A weaver's knot. Not a temporary knot. V'rabanan de gozer rabanan chevel de gardi ato chevel ba'alma. And the rabanan will gozer a chevel of a temporary ato a regular knot. Right? Right. So how come before the Chachamim allowed you to make a bow, and they didn't make a gzera, a bow, atu, a regular knot? You know why? In chevel b'chevel, I'm sorry, it's true. Chevel b'chevel michlif. Because here, you're going to make a mistake. Between what? Between a rope and a weaver's rope. In aniva b'kshira, lo michlifa. Aniva and kshira, you're not going to make a mistake. You're not going to mix it up. Okay? Now, it's Kedai. Now, to look at the Rashi on the... It's about eight lines from the bottom, which is Chevel B'Chevel Miflach. Okay? Now, Rashi says, V'hashtar Tirtzukulu. We've answered every question. We've answered every question. He's going to go through it. The Rabbanan go through. The Rabbanan make a gzera. Call Hecha the Machlif. Whenever you're going to make a mistake, Bein Shabbos, Bein Shar Isurei, you have to make a gzera. Hilchach, therefore, B'chadosh Lefnei Omer, Gazru. B'chadosh the Gozer. V'chein B'shifor Feret. And by the oil, V'chein B'chevel. And by the rope. Avo Chameit, lo. Chameit, no gzera. Why? B'shum Demozer Alav L'sarfo. Because you're going out to burn it. Why are you doing a bedika? You're doing a bedika to burn it. There's no gzera for that. Uba Ani V'nami lo, B'shum D'lo Michlefa. You don't have to make a gzera by a bow, because you're not going to mix that up. Rabbi Huda Gazar, B'chol Mili D'lo B'dili Minei. Rabbi Huda goes there in anything where you're not bottle. Right? He'll, therefore, Uba Mili D'bili Minei Lo Gazar. If you're bottle, you don't have to make a gzera. Hilkach, B'chomet Gazar. B'chomet Gizont is a gzera. Ava B'chadosh, B'dili Minei. Right? B'chadosh you stay away from, no gzera. Uba Chol Hanach the B'Shabbos. And when it comes to all these Shabbos issues, Mishum de bedili minayu. Of course, you stay away from Shabbos. Shabbos? Who violates Shabbos? Udeka machmer ba aniva. Ah, by aniva he was machmer. That's because mishum de kasava hu gufa kishiri he held as the gufa not. Right, 1-3 lines. Rashi just summarized the whole amud. Okay. Next, v'chol hecha de badl minay lo gazer. Rabbi Yehuda. 1 second. And when there's no bedili minay, he doesn't make a gzeira. I'm sorry, whenever people stay away anyway, he doesn't make a gzera. Vatanya. Bechar shach, so dam, if you have a bechar, and the bechar has some kind of wound. So if you want to let the blood out, you have to do it in a way where you don't make a mum. Because if you make a mum, you passel the bechar. So, I feel a base, even if it's going to die, ain makizin lo, dam. You can't let the blood out. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's words. Why can't you let the blood out? Because you're going to make a mum. No, yakis, do it. Make sure you don't make a mum. Right? Now, normally, people stay away from making mums. People are careful. Why does everybody not allow it? People be careful. Don't make a mum. How come he doesn't allow it? Right? And by Chodosh, he allowed it. He says, don't worry about it. People stay away. So people also stay away from, people don't meddle with kachim. So why doesn't he allow it? Hasam, you know why? Because mitoch she'adam bahul al mamono, since it's money now, it comes to money, it's all different. He's very busy with the money. Amrinan, ish sharitz le b'makam she'enosin b'mum. If we allow it here where you won't make a mum, asil lemav b'makam she'osin b'mum. Maybe you'll come to do it even when you will make a mum. And there is no mum. And there's no issue. You come to metal. Why? When it comes to money, people are funny. Rabbanon, right? When it comes to money, right? People won't violate Shabbos. But they'll violate laws about money. Why? Because it's a time that people can't withstand. Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon say, Kolshkein, Dilo Sharis Lay, Klal Atzi Lemevet. The Rabbanon say just the opposite. If we don't allow this, for sure he's going to meddle. If we let him try to fix the wound, there's a chance he'll be okay. If we don't allow it, he'll for sure touch it. He'll for sure make a mum. Right? Okay. Look at Rashi. Look at the top line there. The Kolshkin. Howel. Ubalhu. Since he's preoccupied, so busy with it. Elo sharis le b'makam she'ena osim b'mum. If we don't allow it here, over el divarecha v'osim. He won't listen anyway. Uvishuv ein nizar. Bein makam b'mum. Shalom makam mum. It's all the same. It's all the same. People rationalize. It's all the same. When it comes to money, the rationalizations go very, very far. Who says stay far away? They come to, no, we got to allow it. If we don't allow this, they'll come to pass everything.
So listen, why are you making this, Mark? Why are you making this?
You're trying to help the animal.
Right.
So Rabbi Huda says don't go near the animal. It has to die. Why? Because if I allow this, you'll start meddling with everything. Every time you see something, you'll start touching it. The chums are just the opposite. If we don't allow you to fix this, you'll come to fix anything anyway. So it's just how you look at it. Now, Umi Amin and Rabbi Huda Adam Val Al Mamono, is that even true? That according to Rabbi Huda, people are very busy with the money? Vatnan, Rabbi Huda Omer, Ein Mekajin Abehem V'yantiv. You're not allowed to comb an animal with on Yantiv. V'neishu Osi Chabura. Because when you comb an animal, you're going to make a wound. Right? Aval Mekartzefin. But you can comb it lightly. The Chacham Omrim, Ein Mekadrin, V'af Ein Mekartzefin. You can't do either of those things. B'tanya, and we learned, Ezu Kidur, Bezu Kirtzuf. What's the difference? What's Kidur, what's Kirtzuf? Kidur, Kitanim. A Kidur is a very fine comb. Small, what are they called? Small, what are those things? Forks. What are they called? Small, the small, it's very small, very close together. It's hard, it's hard. When you comb the animal, you're going to make a wound. Vos and Chabura, Kartuf, it's Gedolim, very big, it's a very brushy type of thing. Teeth. Venos and Chabura, you're not going to make a wound. What do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda allowed you to use the large comb, not to make a wound. And he's not Choshesh, if I allow this, you'll use the little one. Even though people are Bahal on money, right? So what's going on over here? How come he allowed it? The answer is Hasam, because the Ishavik lay, Mayis, when it comes to a Bechor, if we don't allow him to meddle, it'll die. Amrina Adam Bal Almamono. So people are busy with money, we can't allow it. Hach over here, the combing, that animal's not going to die. E Shavik lay, if we don't allow you to do the small combing, Tsarva Almahu, it's just not comfortable for the animal. You know, you'll get out all the gunk, all the junk, all the dirt. So it's not going to die. Therefore, lo amrin adam bal al mamono. He's going to violate Shabbat, so the animal should not be in so much pain that people don't do that. So to do a large comb, you're not going to violate Shabbat. Okay, so make the animal comfortable. To do a small comb, and all you're doing is you run into a shaila of making a wound, a doraisa. And what's the flip side? It's not even going to die anyway. Nobody would do that. Right? Nobody would do that. Therefore, there's no gzera. Good?
What
do you think is
with
this
Shabbos? The Shabbos people
are bugging me there.
You wouldn't say that?
Well, no, it's Yontif. Yontif, yeah. No, it's Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda, Maishna Gabi Chameit de Gazer, or Maishna Gabi Kartzov de Lo Gazer. So how come on Chameit we don't allow it? Back to the question. The answer is, Lechem Belechem Michlach. Because bread, people don't mix up. People mix it up. Another proof that the matzah in those days looked like bread. Bread on bread, you're going to mix up. This, yeah, not, who remembers? Kids are kids of low matzah, the big comb and the small comb. You don't mix that up. The small comb is for that, and the big comb's over there. So the big comb we let. Why do we let? A, it doesn't make a wound. And B, you're not going to come to mix it up with the small comb. And the small comb, nobody will do, because the animal's not going to die. So you don't have to make a gzera.
And why exactly are we searching when you have to fill? We shouldn't be all about you.
Yeah.
What does Mavakas eradicate value? What do you...
It's a good question. I don't know.
Trouble and find something.
It's a good question. Why are we doing Bedikah after Pesach also? I don't know. Why? I don't know. All right? Next Mishnah. Ready? Now, even though you're allowed to eat chametz till chatzos, which is really the beginning of the seventh hour, right? The Chacham made gzeiras. And now we're going to see the gzeiras. Remeir Omer, Olchen Kol Chamesh. You can eat the whole fifth hour. Besarfen B'tchila Sheish. And you burn the Chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda, we don't hold like that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Olchen Kol Arba. You eat the whole fourth hour. B'tolen Kol Chamesh. And the fifth hour you do nothing. Right? Besarfen B'tchila Sheish. And you burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour. Some try to bring a raya from this Mishnah, that you see clearly that everybody agrees you have to do Sreifa. Right? It's the optimum way to do it. Because it says Vesarfin. It doesn't say Hashbasa. It says Vesarfin. Others say no, it's not a raya. Now, what's the difference between eating and Hana? Why do we make eating stop an hour earlier? Right? Ochlen Kol Chamesh. Fifth hour you eat. Ochlen Kol Arba. Then the fifth hour we do nothing. Now can I tell it? Yeah. Can I give it to the dog? Yeah. Can I eat it myself? No. What's the difference? But then in the sixth hour you put it away. Anybody ever wonder that? What's the difference?
Because a specific written in the Torah. You shouldn't eat chametz. It doesn't say specific about Hano. Hano is the Rabbanon.
So that's the Rambam says that. That's the Rambam says. Others say like this. What's the whole? Why are we making it 2 hours earlier? Why are we making it 2 hours earlier?
Together.
It's together. The Gemara is going to say in a minute, most people don't make a two-hour mistake. It's an unusual mistake. 1 hour, most people do. After all,
no one had clocks.
No one had clocks. So for 2 hours, most people don't make mistakes. So, right, most people. So why are we making 2 hour delay? Because the eating chametz, which is such a chumrah, we make a 2 hour delay. Don't take any chances. Hana, as Marcel pointed out, the Rambam holds it's not you don't get even gemalkas for it. 1 hour is enough. We'll go follow the road. It's enough to make 1 hour. Okay.
Why can't you burn it in starting the fifth?
You can. You don't have to. He's saying you don't have to.
Colon.
If you want to get hana, you can. You want to feed the dog, you can. Va'od Amar Yehuda, shtei chalos shel toda psulos. There were two chalos of todas that were puzzle. Munachos al gabei itzva. They were put up on some pedestal, some balcony in the Beis Hamikdash. Calls mancha munachos, and as long as they were there, call ha'am ochlin. Everybody knew it was a sign they could eat. Nitlu shtehen, and they took away. Nitlu. What? Nitla achas. I'm sorry. Tolan lo ochlin, lo sarfin. Nitlu shtehen, hischilu kol am sarfin. Then it took away the both. People started to burn. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, chulin echolin kol arba, chul can be eaten the whole fourth hour, truma kol chamesh, truma the whole fifth hour, and tzarfin betchila sheish, and the tzarfin is the beginning of the sixth hour. Okay? What's Rabbi Gamliel about? So Rashi says that you're not allowed to ruin truma if you don't have to. You're not allowed to ruin truma. You can't burn truma before there's not. So true, we have to wait. Hold on, so do like Rabbi Yehuda, do like them, be careful earlier, but not true, but true, we're not allowed to.
Starting the seventh hour with us and Midir Raisa?
Yeah.
Or
Midir Raisa?
The sixth hour with Midir?
Yeah.
Only 1 hour.
Right. We make 2 hours. That's a machlokas. Is it 1 hour or is it 2 hours? Now, Tanan Hasam, we looked in Sanhedrin like this. Echad Amar B'Shnayim B'Chodesh. If someone says that the murder happened in the second hour, Vechad Amar B'Shlosha, and one says it happened in the third hour, Edusin Kayemis. It's good Edus.
Second day, third day.
Good Edus. Why? Shezeh Yodea B'Bur Shachorish, Vezeh Yodea B'Bur Shachorish. This guy knew about B'Bur Shachorish, he didn't know that they added an extra day. So they're really talking about the same day. Don't we have a rule that we always try to find a way to keep people alive, not to find people guilty? So is this a good out? They don't even have the right day. They're not even saying the same thing. Not even the same day.
Get on technicality.
So Rashi asked that question. So Rashi says in the bottom over there, Afal pi shemitzuyin onu l'chalak eseduzun kedei l'vzvatel l'hatel of ha-nefesh. Even though we have an obligation to be matzil the nefesh as they try to find it out, ein biyadeinu koach l'chalak. This is not a good reason. Ein biyadeinu koach. We have no koach to do that here. Why? Because he knew about Rosh Chodesh, and he didn't know about Rosh Chodesh. Echad Amar B'Shlosha, Echad Amar B'Hei, Edusim B'Teila. Once is on the third day, once on the fifth day, that's no good at all. Echad Amar B'Shtei Shos, Echad Amar B'Shalosh Shos, once as it's the second hour, once as it's the third hour, Edusim Kayemes, it's good Edus. Why? Not at a clock. But the second hour is before Nate, and the third hour is after Nate. He proves it. So what do you mean? What do you mean they didn't know? You don't know it's dark and light? So Tosfos answers. Look at the bottom of the answer. Look at the bottom. V'yesh lomer. It's like 5 lines to the bottom. Kishazeh omer kara netzachama v'zeh v'lachal netzachama the medaktikin b'neit lo toyinchi. If a guy comes, it happened before dawn. He says, don't happen after dawn. Nobody makes a mistake like that. That's a problem. Aval, Hani, Lo Diktiku, Ela Bishos. Nobody knows that. The only time anyone ever knows when that is when there's a fast day. Nobody knows when that is. Nobody knows that. Right? The Ain Bnei Adam Mekian Bishos. No one knows when the hour is. Vesovrin, Shashni and Techila, Achan, they don't know what they're talking about. Second hour, third hour. But if there's a problem with Nate, I don't know anything about that. I'm telling you, it happened in the second hour. He says it happened in the third hour. So they don't know what they're talking about. It's good Eidos. You hear that? They're both wrong, it's good Eidus. Echad Amar B'Shalosh, Echad Amar B'Chamesh, once at the third hour, once at the fifth hour, Edusim B'Teil Diver Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Edusim Kayemes. That's good Eidus. Why? Because a 2 hour mistake also is good. Echad Amar B'Chamesh, Echad Amar B'Sheva, what about the fifth hour and the seventh hour? Now Edusim B'Teil. Why? Shebachama, Shebachamesh, Chama B'Mizrach, Ubashama chama b'mayriv. That's, you can't make a mistake before and afternoon, right? Amar Abaya. So kishatim talomer. If you think about it, l'divir Reb Meir ain't adam tov lo klum. Nobody makes a mistake at all. Why not? Why not? You'll see why not. And l'divir Reb Yehuda adam tov echatisha. A person makes a half hour mistake. L'divir Reb Meir ain't adam tov lo klum. Mai sikihavi b'mei faktarti l'mayal tlat. When did this happen? At the end of the second hour, at the beginning of the third hour. Ha dek amar shtayim. He said it happened in hour number two. He meant besof shtayim. Ha dek amar b'shalosh, b'tchilas shalosh. So really, there's no, not even making a mistake. They're both saying the exact same thing. They call it different things. Right? It's like saying it happened at 2:15 and happened at 15 minutes after 2. They're both saying the same thing. Or it happened 45 minutes before 3. Saying the same thing. Then you can make a half hour mistake. Maisa kiave pal gada arba. It happened at the 4.5 hour. Havi. Why do you say third hour? Besof shalosh. He meant the end of the third. The katay pal gada shaitan kame. He was a half hour off. Why do you say chamesh betrilas chamesh? Right? He said the fifth. The katay pal gada shaitan achore. And he made, he was a half hour off in the other direction. So it's only a half, either it's a zero error margin of error or a half hour margin of error. Okay? That's the first version of Abaya. I will stop here with the Ikad Diamri, second version of Abaya, and it'll take us into tomorrow. And we'll resume then. Everybody have a very, very good day. What? One of 10 people. Avrumi, you want to say Kaddish?